intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 10th day of August. Preparatory tip of the day. I know it's hot. We're going to have a high of 92 degrees here in South Central Missouri today. It's summertime. However, now is the time to prepare to have your alternative heat in place and ready to go in case the grid goes down this winter. This is the time to do it. You don't want to be scrambling around at the last moment trying to figure out how to stay warm if the grid goes down. So now would be the time to do those things. The rocket stove may be an alternative for some of you. The rocket stove for sale at my website. It's the only one we're aware of that you can use either wood pellets or sticks and twigs. It's a very unique and very special product. We have open lines this hour, and we're going to start out talking about something I haven't mentioned for some period of time, and that's the phenomenon of Hollywood movies and TV shows, placing within these TV shows and movies, placing within them images of continents with new coastlines. Now, we got a couple, one at least from a major U.S. Magazine. Let's see if I can find that here. It was posted, okay. I think it was Look Magazine, 1952. There's so many images here. Here we go. Look Magazine, July 1952. Now, I was a bit shocked when we got back to the early 50s. I didn't expect to find images before 1959, but obviously they're there. There was a bunch in 1959. Here's how this all began. The first image, one of you listeners, it's been 4 or 5 years ago now, found an image on The Godfather movie. Who hasn't seen The Godfather? Is there any American over age 40 who has not seen The Godfather? It was the trilogy, the 3 films. The first one is where this image appears. The Godfather is at the Vatican for a meeting with a high-level Vatican official. The room is probably 2,000 years old or so, 20-foot ceilings. And they have murals of maps of the world. And the murals of the maps of the world are not, do not show the modern coastlines. They show different coastlines. So we posted on my website, and it was up, it was down, it's back up now. And that was fine. And then January of 2017, everything changed. Another listener found the first of what became many images. Now, if you're age 60 and older, you recall the TV show Highway Patrol starring Broderick Crawford. It was incredibly popular in that time slot. And for you youngsters out there, in 1959, every American in the United States had their choice of three TV stations, not several hundred, but three: ABC, CBS, and NBC. That was it. And in that time slot, Highway Patrol ruled the roost. So let's click on that image. Black and white. Most of the TV shows in the 1950s were black and white. There's Broderick Crawford. He's got his suit on. He always wore a suit. He was a Highway Patrol homicide detective. And ironically, you know, these were one of my favorite shows, and I ended up as an adult becoming a homicide detective myself. So there's Broderick Crawford. He's in the office. The episode, and you can see the whole episode on YouTube, by the way. The episode is titled Dead Hunter. He's investigating a murder case. He's in the office of a petroleum executive talking about the murder. And there's this, it appears to be about a 3 by 5 foot map of the lower 48 on the wall. And Broderick Crawford's forehead is right by Portland, Oregon there. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the Navy map. This is the Navy map, the real Navy map. There's tiny, very slight differences between this map posted in 1959 and a map I worked with three veterans to recreate what they saw in the classified Navy briefings beginning in 1985. Scarily close. So look, beginning at the Canadian border there on the East Coast, you've got damage inland, 50 to 100 miles, all the way down the coast, up to the Blue Ridge Parkway on the East Coast. Most of Georgia's gone, all of Florida, most of Alabama, almost all of Mississippi and Louisiana underwater, with an inland sea stretching up into southern Illinois. Texas has got damage 100, 150 miles inland. Then you go over to the West Coast, and you've got damage in Southern California, Oregon, and Washington. So let's leave that image and go back to my website at thelibertyman.com. When I do this to a presentation, I did this in Dallas, Texas a few months ago. The audience is absolutely stunned. The audience is absolutely silent and are thinking, I know what they're doing. They're thinking to themselves, here's John Moore up there showing me things that have been in front of me personally for 40, 50 years. And I didn't even know it. I wasn't even aware of it, but there's the evidence. And that's what I do. I present the evidence. So let's go down to a very modern film. The Hunger Games. Now, this is a stylized map. It's not the Navy map, but it's an important map. So, with the Hunger Games, you've got North America split up into these different areas. And here's the image. You've got the East Coast underwater, Florida gone, half of Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and the West Coast, East Coast of Texas underwater, and then damage to the West Coast of Mexico, Florida, West Coast of Mexico, California, Oregon, and Washington. The Hunger Games. How many tens of millions of people saw that movie? Now, we don't want to miss Superman. Superman movie here. Let's pop this up and see what comes up. Oh, this is coming up with a video. I didn't even know this was here. It's funny how sometimes things can be on your own website here and you wouldn't even know it. Okay, it's a video from the movie, and they're walking around. There's a map on the floor of the lower 48, and it looks like, it looks like Florida's underwater. And it looks like there's some damage to the West Coast. It's hard unless you stop this thing. Okay. They're making changes to the map as it's being looked at. That's what's going on here. It's not all that clear. Gene Hackman, one of my favorite actors, is doing an excellent job there, as always. What a fight. Okay, and they show, they were showing the coast of California, the San Andreas Fault, and how California was going to fall off to the ocean. Interesting. A Beautiful Mind. Now, incredibly popular film. Incredibly popular. Very well done. And there was a map of North America with unusual markings on it. It looks like an inland, it looks like the western part of the United States is taking damage all the way up to the Rocky Mountains, best I can tell. Some of these markings aren't really clear. There's some cross hatch markings, some gray markings, a lot of symbolism that can't be well understood. But clearly, there's things going on with these images that are not normal. Let's go back even farther in time. A B-grade crime film, The Miami Story, 1954. Beautiful map, crystal clear and sharp. It is the, once again, it's the Navy map. This is a virtual duplicate of what we saw with Dead Hunter, Highway Patrol episode, Dead Hunter. Damage starting at the Canadian border up there in Maine, going down the East Coast, wiping out Florida, half of Alabama, much of Mississippi, all of Louisiana, an inland sea coming up, covering up most of Arkansas into southern Illinois, and so forth. Now, to the best of my knowledge, there's no reference in the map to these maps that appear to the storyline, to the plot, to anything. It's just there. The exception may be one of the, Superman may be one of the exceptions. It may be. Now, here's one that was broadcast almost exactly 2 years ago. A TV show titled Louisiana Flip and Move. Now, this is a TV show that the premise is people buy distressed homes at a discount. They fix them up, repair the plumbing, the electric, do some painting, new floor coverings, maybe redo the kitchen or bathroom, and then they sell these things. Louisiana Flip and Move. Broadcast almost exactly 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago next week. Here's an image, and I can't take credit for this. Our listeners are finding this stuff. I could not possibly do this. In the master bedroom of this home is a framed photograph, a frame map of the map of the world, black and white, looks like maybe 2 by 4 feet, 2.5 by 4.5 feet, something. It's a pretty good size map. And you look at this and you say, oh, it's not. It's kind of oblique off to the side, but oh, it looks like there's no Florida. Oh, it looks like most of Mexico and all of Central America is underwater. Oh, Oh. There's no relevance to this image being this TV show. Now, whatsoever. Now, let's go on to something incredibly popular. NCIS. NCIS was mentioned in the last hour. A sizable percentage of all American adults love and watch NCIS every week. They do. It's a well-written show. It has a lot of excellent character development in there, good plots, and so forth. And let's see. I know that's... Here we go. We've got several images here posted. One of the characters in NCIS is the director. The director has a very nice office, wood grain paneling. This image has gone through some changes over the years. The one image is an older image. The current one, unless they've changed it, in the director's office, has its own light shining on it. It's illuminated. It's facing the camera. And I think this is the current one here. And it looks like this office is not wood paneled, but it is a very well done professional office. The director sitting behind his desk wearing his coat and tie. One of the characters is standing in front of the desk. And almost dead center of the image is this framed map of the world in full color. Now, we've blown this up. Now, this is a challenge. We still have not located a nice, crystal clear, sharp version of this map. But even the map is as out of focus as it is, we can tell Florida's gone. We can tell there's changes in this map from what we know to be the current real map of the world. We know there's changes and differences. We would love to have a nice crystal clear. If you're an NCIS fan and got the time to go through previous episodes that go back how many years? A bunch of years. 8, 10 years, I don't know. Get that screen capture to me of a nice, crystal clear, sharp image of that map in the director's office, and you get your choice of any of my, for now, I think it's 5 or 6 DVDs that I've produced. And so that's hopefully some incentive. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas. So here we've got these youngsters that look like maybe sixth grade school kids sitting in a classroom. They look interested. They look bored. They look like kids. And on the back wall, it says, it's a poster. It's not, I don't believe it's framed, just a poster like you'd see in a classroom, a poster of a map of the world. It says, Relief of the Ocean Floor. It's in full color, and you can see, oh my, look at this. There's no Florida. Oh, look at this. There's no Baja California. Oh, look at this. Part of South America is underwater. Oh. What's it got to do with these children sitting in this classroom? Nothing at all. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dan in Hawaii. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, John. Thank you. John, I was wondering what the prognosis is in terms of flooding for the L.A. Basin. Can you share that with us?
Absolutely. Well, much of Los Angeles is not much above sea level. And, of course, you've got double trouble there. You have the St. Andreas Fault, which it is a matter of time before the St. Andreas cuts loose with a major earthquake. That's a given. Well, earthquake predictions got to the point where they can predict maybe 72 hours in advance sometimes, not all the time. So they're at great risk. And here's what, in the greater Los Angeles area, 20 million people?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great risk. No doubt about it. Right. You want to hold on through the
break? I'm going to take off. Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Jaron Moore here on Friday the 10th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, my new video is now produced, packaged, beautiful packaging, very colorful, ready for shipment. If you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, the very top left-hand side, you'll see the banner. This is my Prague presentation, Prague, Czech Republic, where I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize for my work on the deception of human-caused climate change. It is an absolute deception. And this is the most recent work, you know, video that I've released. I haven't done a new one since 2010, so it was about time I get a new one out there. We're talking about the images that have been placed in movies and TV shows for more than 60 years. Now, the earliest movie we found, the earliest movie, TV show, let's see if we can locate that here. Earth Sea Hunt, that was always one of my favorite when I was a kid. Lloyd Bridges. Let's see, it was 1957. It was a children's TV show, I think, that went back. It may be the earliest one. and see if I can find that here real quick. Captain Midnight. Well, that's 1955. That was a kid's TV show. It looks like the Miami Story, 1954, may be the earliest TV show slash movie that we've been able to locate so far, 1954. And, of course, Look Magazine is the oldest image of any of them. It's a back in the day, Look Magazine was in millions of American homes, every publication. Now, July 1952, they ran an article about flying saucers. That was a big deal back then, beginning around 1949, 1950, somewhere in there, a lot of media attention to flying saucer sightings. So the article in Look Magazine is about flying saucers. There's a map of the Lower 48, black and white. Here's the title of the article. Hunt for the flying saucer. The subtitle is, whatever it is, the Air Force must hunt for the flying saucer. So it has black and white image of the United States, the Lower 48, and there's these discs at an angle superimposed with the names of the communities where these sightings took place. But they chose the Navy map to display all this image. The Navy map showing basically the exact same Navy map as in Dead Hunter and in these other movies and TV shows of the period. Not that much different from the Navy map that I worked with the Navy veterans to recreate. 1952. That's, 65 years ago? I think 65 years ago. Yep, that's how long ago that was. The kids' TV show, Captain Midnight, that was very popular. Now, Sea Hunt. Now, for boys, now, 1959, I would have been, 12, 13 years old. I guess about 13. And Lloyd Bridges. So we have an image here of a TV screen. There is a man reading the news on the TV screen. Framed behind him is the Navy map. This is black and white, of course. All these shows were black and white back then. Television was a rare, rare thing. Very little color TV. But there's a Navy map behind this news broadcaster reading the news. It's the Navy map. Pure and simple, crystal clear. It is the Navy map. There's no doubt about it. Now, one of my listeners, he was suggesting that I begin a quest to find men or women who were part of getting these images posted. I told my listener, I think it's a great project. I don't have time. If you got time, hey, go for it. To penetrate the subculture of Hollywood movie production, of television production, and locate the people who actually put these images in there and knew what was taking place and why. I'm sure given enough time and resources and diligence, it could be done, especially for the more recent ones that took place the last few years. You're not going to go back 65 years and find people. That's just not going to happen. They're either too old or dead. But of course you could for the more recent ones. It's more time than I'm willing to devote to it. It's not a high enough priority for me to take up that much time. But if one of you wants to do it, hey, go for it. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 10th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's a lot at my homepage. There's a lot there. And I talked to Tim Spencer about what we should post up there. We discuss it. We analyze it. And if it raises to the level of being important enough, interesting enough, funny enough, we'll go ahead and put it on my website. We'll go ahead and do that. And it doesn't change all that frequently, but it does change. I hope to be getting a clickable link soon, hopefully in the next week or two, for Operation Classified. This is the event in Dallas. I will be one of the speakers, John B. Wells. Caravan to Midnight Radio Show is sponsoring this event. This is the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November down Dallas, Texas. It'll be a lot of fun. Very nice venue. It's the same venue I was at a few months ago down there in Dallas. Very nice hotel. Make your reservations in advance so you be sure and get a room there. And I look forward to meeting a lot of you there. I'm sitting here talking to 5 or 10,000 people right now, but I can't see any of you. I can't see your facial expressions. I can't see your responses. That's just the nature of radio. So being able to speak to a live audience and get immediate feedback is very helpful for me, and I look forward to seeing a lot of you down there. I'll be there all 3 days, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. Of course, also on my website, you'll find energy clinics for sale. Now, when I travel to Dallas, it'll be a road trip. I'll have the handy travel size pad on the seat of my car. I'll have another one on the seat for my assistant with me, traveling with me. When we get to Dallas, we'll be refreshed and rested and not worn out from that drive. I use my energy cleaner every night. I have the factory-made fitted mattress pad on my mattress. My wife and Dr. Moore and I, we both are energized by that signal every night, getting a great night's sleep, waking up with either less pain or no pain at all, in my case, and with more energy to do the things we need to do to meet the challenges of the day. That's what I do every night. You can also. $295 is not a lot of money to get this kind of relief. How many people do you know that have arthritis pain? It's ubiquitous in our society. Joint pain, back pain, same thing. Chances are between arthritis pain, joint pain, and not getting a great night's sleep, that includes the majority of people you know over age 40, I would say. I'd say that's a pretty good, accurate statement. So for $285, you can get relief. If you don't, there's a tiny chance. From my experience now these past 8 years, probably about a 3% chance that you won't get relief. For that tiny percentage, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and just get that order in there for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This hour we're discussing these images. People are shocked. They're amazed at these images. They are absolutely amazed because, well, they've seen these movies. They've seen The Godfather. They've seen NCIS, A Beautiful Mind, and all, you know, so forth. If the older folks, I remember as a child watching Sea Hunt, watching Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford, and they're sitting there in that audience. When I did this in Dallas, I was the keynote speaker there in Dallas a few months back. People paid $50 a person to sit in that room and have lunch and watch me speak, listen to me. They're shocked, they're amazed, and they're convinced. They're convinced that somebody is communicating with them. Now, if you've been a member of the Patriot community for any period of time, you've probably heard that there's a compulsion, there's a belief system within the powers that be that they have to give us warning of what's coming in the future. That's part of their belief system. And seeing these images, I am more convinced than ever that that is truly a part of their belief system, that they feel compelled to give us warning about future events. Well, here we are. It's 2018. There's 4 months left in the year. And we've had these images placed in front of us now for 65 years. I want to keep encouraging people, when they watch television shows, when they watch movies, to keep a sharp eye out for these images. They're there. I was hoping these past 8 months we would be farther along than we are right now in finding new images. But that's okay. The images we got, if we never found another one, the images we've got are more than enough to be clear and convincing that going back for 65 years to 1952, the powers that be have been placing these images in front of us. Now, here's what I tell people. From the moment that doctor held you upside down and spanked your bare bottom, everything you've seen, heard, tasted, or touched is part of your subconscious. you probably don't have a conscious memory of watching that movie, watching that TV show 60 years ago, 61 years ago. But it's there, nonetheless. We got a caller on hold. We got Dan in Missouri. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, John. I'm right there with you, buddy. Mike Nelson, Lloyd Bridges, he was my hero. He was better than Superman because he was real. And something, you know, we're sitting here listening to you talk about those, and I've gone through them a number of times and just been amazed at those images. And then it's amazing. I guess my mind's just not what I'd like it to be, but it dawned on me. I'm within 15 minutes of the Mid-Continental Mapping Center right here in Rolla, Missouri.
Right.
Cartographers, they make maps.
That's right.
I know probably a half a dozen retired mapmakers. Has anybody ever thought, I mean, it's not just me, I can't be the only one that's thought of that, but has anybody ever tapped into that resource to have them look at these maps and watch them blush or turn around and run away or whatever they'll do when they see them?
Well, let's back up a bit, Dan. You know, I know you're active observing and being part of the Patriot community and observing the alternative media, like I am, of course. I'm not aware of anybody else who's doing the work that John Moore is doing when it comes to locating and publishing these images. Are you, sir?
No, I'm not. But okay. I'm not all-knowing and all-seeing, but you're right. I haven't seen or heard of this from anybody else.
Well, if it was... it would be posted at Steve Quayle's website or the Health Ranger or someplace like that. No, nobody else is doing this. Now, you have a very unique situation, having being there near Rolla, Missouri, where these retired cartographers are. I'm going to suggest here that we reach out, that you reach out, since you already know these guys, reach out to one and see what kind of response you get to talk to them, and depending on what their position was, how far up the food chain they were, and their pay grade, they may or they may not be aware of these maps. But it certainly would be worth looking into, I think, their data.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the light just came on this morning sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking, maps. Man, good Lord, they make them right up here. You know, right. So... I'm going to tap into it. I know a couple of them are pretty good friends of mine, and well, I'm going to see if they're willing to. I'll set them down and prop their eyes open with toothpicks if I have to get them to watch it. I don't think that'll be a problem because they lived maps, you know, for years. That's what they did. And if they don't know, John, they might just know somebody that does.
Well, if you get high enough up the food chain and pay grades, and with that facility, you're going to find people who have this knowledge.
I would think what so.
I've determined, you know, there's FEMA. Everybody knows about FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, but there's also 50 SEMAs, State Emergency Management Agencies, each of the 50 states, including Missouri. And I've determined to my own satisfaction that at very low levels, at the very lowest levels of SEMA, men and women are aware of these matters. They are. So I can't comment one way or the other on people that are cartographers. There was a retired cartographer that I briefly knew a few years back. That's before I was aware of these images. But you need to reach out to these men. And here's what's going to happen. Either they know about it and they just haven't talked about it since it didn't come up before, or they'll be completely ignorant of it. There's not going to be a third choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said, the light bulb finally came on that, by golly, there's a resource I've got to check into.
You need to do that, Dan, and you and I can talk privately about this as you make your progress, and we will go from there.
Yeah, that'll be something that'll get me energized here, and I'm anxious. I mean, I don't feel like I'm right there with you. There's enough evidence there. I mean, here's what got me thinking. Somebody professional made those maps. That wasn't just sketched out and on a piece of craft paper and thrown up there for the movie. Those maps were crafted, and I mean they're made pretty well, except for the ones that are that take artistic license.
Well, there's some stylized, like the one in the map Hunger that they have in Hunger Games is very stylized.
But
that map, going back to Broderick Crawford and Highway Patrol TV series, that's a genuine topographical map there. That's it could be nothing else.
Yeah,
to get something in a major TV show or a multi-million-dollar movie, everything in there is in there by design. Nothing's left to chance, is it?
No. If there's a can of Coke sitting on a table, they have to pay royalties to Coke, right? If you can see the label, why a lot of times when they've got a beverage
Coca-Cola pays them.
Oh, Coke will pay them. Okay. But a lot of times when they've got some kind of a branded product in their hand, it'll be something generic thing that nobody's ever heard of, I guess, so they don't have to pay royalties.
That can work both ways.
I'm excited now. I just finally woke up here. Like, good golly, I'm right next door. I need to go beat the bushes a little bit.
Please.
All right, John.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
It would help us all. We'll look forward to your report later on. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
I'll give you one way
call
or the other.
800. Roger that, sir. Call number is 800-313-9443. Our preparedness group movie tonight. We have movie night every Friday. It's a social event. It's a fun event. The second half of the classic film Gone with the Wind. It's a 4-hour movie. We watched the first 2 hours last Friday. We're having the second 2 hours tonight. We're going to have possibly a couple traveling here from Arizona tonight that are looking to relocate to my area. A woman from, I believe, California. Maybe there. She just got into Springfield, Missouri yesterday, mountain home. She may be up this way today. I don't know yet. But we do have people relocating to my zip code. If that's something you think you might want to do, well, get in touch with me. We have a couple of excellent properties here in my zip code for sale. One has 24 acres. The other one's quite a bit larger with two very nice homes on it. And it might be something that might suit your fancy. Now, my contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Our next caller is Kevin in West Virginia. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. I have a couple of things that is on my mind. I read an article the other day about an Islamic man training children for mass shootings. I'm worried about when school starts. I see a lot of violence before the midterms, you know, when school's getting ready to start up. That's one thing I'm worried about is now people are going to get hurt or killed or hurt with these things, but these things are orchestrated.
I'm familiar with the incident you're talking about. This is a Muslim man, and they haven't said this yet, but I'm pretty sure all three of these Muslim women are his wives. They're only claiming one of them to be his wife. He's charged with kidnapping his biological son from another state. They found the remains of another child that was buried there. Probably one of his children, or one of the children. There was 11 children on the premises. One managed to get a message out that they were hungry and needed water. And the authorities stepped in and took everybody into custody. And the story also says that the gentleman was providing training for these children to be involved in mass shootings in schools. Very scary stuff. Once again, religion of peace showing its ugly head, isn't it, Kevin?
Absolutely. But this is one thing I am worried about is you know, going into these, I call them kill zones, but it's very easily to wind somebody up and send somebody, you know, like a patsy and, wind them up and send them out to do whatever they want to, you know, to hurt people. I see that, and I also see it being staged on Trump supporters, too. I don't want to say it like that, but yeah.
Yeah. for the media to blame this on Donald Trump would be a stretch, and hardly anybody's going to believe that, that has a brain that works normally. But school shootings have become part of our culture, unfortunately. This story coming out of, I think, New Mexico, where this took place?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, New Mexico. It's very alarming. If he'd had the money to buy food and to have proper nutrition for these children, there would not have been no warning, and the police wouldn't know that this was even going on, which tells me there's a high likelihood that there's other Muslims out there doing the same thing, training children to engage in a mass murder. Very, very tragic situation. You want to hold on to the break here, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. And we are on the last break. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
August. Kevin, the Muslim arrested with these 11 children that he was starving in filthy conditions. He's the son of the notorious blind sheikh who was convicted I'm not saying the son of a character witness, excuse me, who testified on behalf of the sheikh, the blind sheikh, I got that backwards, convicted in 1995 of the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. So he's connected to Muslim extremists. Clearly he is. The his father came to the court hearing and shouted Aloha Snack Bar before the court.
Wow.
I mean, that's gutsy to go into a
court. Yeah, it is.
And shout God is greatest in Arabic when we know that's what the terrorists shout out when they're in the process of murdering people. Pretty gutsy. But I share your concern, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I have one other concern. Up here in the state of West Virginia, I don't know if you've seen it in the news or not, that all six Supreme Court justices in the state of West Virginia, or whatever they are, yeah, Supreme Court justices, are being impeached, and a few of them have been indicted. Now, the one thing I'm not finding is, they're drawing up articles of impeachment. There's like 17 different articles of impeachment each one doesn't have 17, but total 17 for the six justices up here. I'm finding small crimes like wire fraud and everything, but whenever I run into corruption or see corruption, I always see pedophilia. Now, I'm wondering if the other crimes that is, you know, they don't come out and say it, but they say there's other crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors. I'm wondering if they're implying that. I wouldn't be surprised, because they wouldn't report on that in mainstream news.
Well, they use pedophilia to capture people and control them. It's a crime that if there's evidence, clear and convincing evidence, such as video evidence, that somebody, a man or woman, participated in pedophilia, they control them for the rest of their lives, Kevin. And that's what's going on there. I got an article here that says West Virginia Supreme Court Justice Lowry indicted on fraud and other charges. As well as federal indictments, and there's a photograph of Justice Alan Lowry.
What other crimes?
I don't know what they are. It says fraud by wire, radio, or television, one count of witness tampering, 16 counts of fraud and swindles, three counts of making false statements. That would be lying to the FBI. So these are federal indictments is what these are, and I don't know anything more than what I just told you. That's pretty alarming when you have a state Supreme Court justice under federal indictment. That's very disturbing and very alarming.
All six are.
I haven't found that yet, but if that's accurate, that's very disturbing. Kevin, thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger.
You okay? Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never, ever go for guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless you, friends.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.